This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business business consulting and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome, ACC fans, Wahoos, everywhere. Frank and Hobbo in studio on a cold, blustery night.
That's right. We've been here for years, including COVID. Neither snow, sleet, or rain. Well, maybe sleet and snow. I don't know.
I know.
We're here. Happy to be here.
It is going to snow later this week.
You know, well, that's true. So be careful out there Wednesday. You know, one day they say it's going to be a foot. The next day they say it's going to be 1 to 3 inches. So, from my perspective, hopefully on the lower side.
I like
of
the
that.
European model myself. What the heck do the Europeans know about North America?
I was going to say, we're not talking about. You like the European women, I think. You know, that's
true. The Italians.
All right, we have a great show tonight. We're in a better mood. Hobbo's in a better mood. My wife noticed that over the weekend. She said, you're in a far better mood Virginia wins.
When Virginia basketball wins 4 out of 5, you can smile. And
I'm happy when Virginia football wins and this, and baseball won 2 out of 3. We'll talk more about that later. But we have our friend Jim, or Jimmy Miller.
It's Jimmy.
Well, you know, when you reach a certain age, you have to shorten that. You know,
no. Maybe his wife
has a
nickname.
All right, let's ask the man himself. What, Mr. Miller, is it Jim or Jimmy?
Yeah, you can call me Mr.
All right, we have Mr. Miller. He's a former great Wahoo from Princeton, West Virginia. With his academic credentials, that's the closest he got to Princeton. No, I'm just kidding. We're getting music in the background here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm at the studio right now, or rather at the stadium. So
yeah, they're testing out the music and the microphones, so we'll have to put up with that. We're getting a courtside report.
Jimmy, hold on. This is a very important question. Jimmy, is it true that Virginia has put bags of ice cubes on the Duke rims? That's what I've heard. I've heard they want to chill those rims down.
Oh, man, let's hope it works. I noticed that when I walked in here, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what's going on?
Hey, I didn't even get through the introduction. Regional MVP from 1984.
And you know what? That was a magical time, wasn't it?
Helped the Hoos on a magical ride to Seattle in the Final Four. So, I've lost track. This is what year of your doing the radio, Jim?
I think it's year 8, Jim.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Has it been that many?
I know. It seems like yesterday. In COVID and,
oh my God,
and the year when they shut it down and all that stuff is all kind of blur, but I think if you add it up.
You deserve double pay having to work with that Freeman character.
Yeah, well that's true. Well, I had to carry Mac McDonald for 12 years, so
yeah, that was heavy lifting.
But listen, you know, we're all in a better mood. We got a heck of a challenge tonight. But let me start. You know, Frank and I have our opinions about what has changed in the last couple of weeks that has led to improved play, but give us your breakdown of what has changed and allowed the Hoos to play much better.
Yeah, you know, listen, I think time has a way of bringing a group of guys, you know, just playing together and getting the reps in, as I like to say. So, obviously, they're doing a better job defensively. They're rebounding the basketball better, particularly on the defensive end. And they're shooting the ball really well. So, you know, they're 5-2 over the last seven games, and those five wins, they are averaging 75 points a game. So, you know, when you shoot the ball well, that gives you a chance to set up your defense, and they're playing better on both sides of the floor.
You know, Jimmy, you know, I've been saying for weeks and weeks now that, you know, Rhody is the most improved player for Virginia, but I think there's a chance he's the most improved player in the ACC. I mean, 9 assists, 3 straight games, and only a couple of turnovers is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's fun to watch. You know, when you see him, his decision-making has improved, and he's playing with a ton of confidence as a result. And, you know, I'm thinking in the last game down there at Blacksburg, I think he had a turnover, his first one, in forever. And yep. It was really Isaac McNeely's, you know, he didn't catch that pass.
It's yes.
Like, he just wasn't expecting. So, anyway, he is his decision-making, he's playing is so much better. And again, I think the guys all trusting each other, right? Playing each other, playing with each other, and playing together now here in February versus, you know, the early part of the year. And I think you see that across the board for most all the guys.
You know, the thing that really has impressed me and really changed things in my view. Well, you got to talk about Day-Day Ames too, but Anthony Robinson has really been a difference maker. You know, he had 15 points and 7 boards the other day in 18 minutes of action. So, you know, if I'm Coach Sanchez, I might get him on the floor a little more with that kind of performance.
Yeah, he's so gifted physically, right? When you look at his just raw athleticism, he's the best player on the floor for Virginia defensively, who can play above the rim and contest the rim defensively. And every time he catches the ball, he seems to attack when he's down around the paint.
Yep.
And so as a result, he gets to the foul line a fair amount.
And he makes them.
I agree. Yeah, and it's so fun to watch, right, as a fan. And if you're cheering for that guy, I mean, you get up close to him, gosh, he's probably got 2-3% body fat. You know,
yeah, he's a physical specimen. There's no doubt. And as Frank said, you know, I love a big guy that can make free throws, because big guys oftentimes are the ones that go to the line more than anybody else. And his stroke looks very, very confident and good.
We're speaking with Jimmy Miller right now, fans. Jimmy, let's talk about Day Day and the guardrails, because. Post game in Castle, Coach Sanchez referenced the guardrails, the guardrail on the right, the guardrail on the left. He says he wants Day Day to get creative in between the guardrails. And I've never heard a coach ever say something like that. What was your take on that?
Well, listen, Day Day has, I've had a chance to see him up close and kind of how he's developed. And I think it's where two parties have come together. And one is Day-Day better understanding Virginia's system and their scheme and what they're trying to do. And can he do it within that system? But also Virginia giving him kind of the runway, you know, to go out there and be Day-Day. And Day-Day is at his best when he's not thinking out there. You know, basketball is oftentimes a game of just reaction, going out there and playing, and that's where he's at his best. And so those two have kind of come together, and And as a result, we're seeing him score, right? He gets into the paint. He can create. And he's got the green light, so he's playing with more freedom than maybe we saw early. And, again, that's a reflection of time guys playing together.
Hey, Jimmy.
Agreed. I'm in total agreement.
You're sitting right there at JPJ, about an hour, 45 minutes before tip-off with the Dukies in town. Clearly, Duke ranked 3, as I said over the weekend, they're a Final Four, maybe a national title winner. What would you say are the 3 keys to the game tonight that Virginia has to accomplish to have a chance to pull the upset?
That's a great question, Tim. I've been asked that by 3 different people today, and all 3 had different answers to that.
You know, my key is always add food poisoning to the Duke pregame meal at their hotel to see if you can get them sick before they get there. Listen,
can't we pull a little Wedding Crashers and pour like a little magic potion into their Gatorade
something? I don't want them to be sick for long, just a 24-hour thing, you know, where they're not feeling real good.
So coincidentally, I don't know if down in Richmond you guys experienced this or not, but much of Charlottesville was without power yesterday and well into the night. When in my house, we went to bed with the power off because of the windstorm, I'll call it, that came through. But a lot of Charlottesville's knocked out. So I was thinking, okay, Duke traveled yesterday. They're up here. They're in some hotel.
That's good. I hope they froze to death in that hotel. They got a little cold or something. Yeah.
Hopefully the generator wasn't working, but
you know, we don't care about winning fair. We just want to win. Yeah. You know, that's my attitude.
We don't care if they have a good visitor or not.
But back to the question. What is the challenge tonight for Virginia? What do they have to do extraordinarily well?
Well, I'll try to keep it succinct, and it's pretty simple. But you know, obviously taking care of the basketball. I think Duke is a better defensive team this year than they have been in recent years, and so that could cause problems for Virginia in just handling that pressure, because if they don't, obviously they're going to give up easy transition baskets the other way. So they got to take care of the basketball. I think Virginia's got to continue to try to rebound the basketball, limit Duke's size and all those guys inside and their big guards that can come from the perimeter. Limiting their second chance opportunities will be really critical. And we joked about it a few moments ago, but Virginia's got to score. And my concern, I'm just saying this out loud, will be can Virginia score enough points to win? I think they might struggle to get to 60, honestly, because they're playing against a better defensive team than what they've played against over the last 5, 6, 7 games.
Well, you know, I can tell you right now, if we struggle to get to 60, we're not going to win. Because, as you said, Duke is so talented offensively, they're going to score some points.
I don't think that is going to be as big a problem as it is how do you stop them. Because Virginia hasn't played anybody this year with a 6'9 ball handler. And they run the offense through a player that is as tall as Magic Johnson, is agile, can get in the paint and draw fouls, can make bank shots, can make fadeaway jumpers. I mean, he's such a unique talent. So how do you defend him without fouling him all the time, number one? Number two, you can't cheat off anybody because they all will burn you. Tyrese Proctor is a handful by himself. Con Knepel is also a problem. And the big man, if all they have to do against Stanford the other night was lob it up to the rim, and he got dunk after dunk after dunk. So both Buchanan and Robinson have got to stay with him at all times.
Yeah, Jimmy, who will get the defensive assignment on Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mixture of guys. I don't know who will start on him, but it will be a mixture of guys that I know they'll throw at him. They've got to get different looks at him. you can't stop him. You can only try to slow him down a little bit, maybe make some of those other guys make shots, but kind of really congest the paint. They're so good at getting into the paint, but it's going to be tough, and we'll have to see who they're going to start on. I don't know. I don't have an inside track to that right now.
But might they put Kofi on him, because Kofi is very agile and is not uncomfortable on the perimeter. Sanders is agile enough if his ankle is better. I don't know anybody else that's got enough size that can even disturb him, you know, when he has the ball. All right, final thought, Jimmy. If you had to go place a bet tonight, and the gamblers have identified the line as 14.5. What's your assessment there?
Man, I am an optimist, and so I'll take those points. I think you know, a lot of things you have to play at a high level. You don't have to be perfect, but you better be really well connected. And
yep.
And then you need some luck to go your way, right? These guys don't shoot well.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy, we have to leave it there.
We'll let it go, but have a great broadcast tonight, and I hope it's a terrific night at JPJ. We will talk to you soon. All right,
thank
we're
going
to go to break right now. We got Dr. Jody Smith of the Ortho Virginia Injury Report coming after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99, or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank, and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional.
but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Back segment two. Ordinarily, this would be the Ortho Virginia injury report. Can't say we have a lot of information to disseminate or discuss or analyze at this point. Only player I'm a little concerned about. We think Elijah Sanders is healing up fast and getting closer to being 100%. Rhodey, he should pull the calf muscle on the other leg, and
I know
maybe you'll start getting 18 assists a game.
Looking well, Sanders played 17 minutes the other day, so he's.
So I'm gonna talk about baseball.
Baseball. They won two of the three games in Puerto Rico after an opening loss in extra frames.
The shocking loss to Michigan. The number two Cavalier baseball team. Evan Blanco was supposed to be the number one starter coming back from last year, and apparently he's not on schedule with his pitching. And they,
in my recollection, he's left-handed, right? He's a left-handed pitcher, I think.
I think so, but I know this.
We'll check that.
They totally depend on him. He's a very important cog, and if they didn't play him down there in Puerto Rico, it means he wasn't ready. Brian O'Connor is not going to start a pitcher against.
Well, and the one thing you know about that, it wasn't a cold weather factor, because it certainly would have been plenty warm in Puerto Rico. So maybe they're just being cautious. You know, you if he's the number one guy, you want him to be ready and available as the season progresses. So maybe they're just taking their time.
Let's break down the basketball game. How about to your way of thinking, based upon what Jimmy Miller just said? What do you think Virginia has to do to pull this off?
Well, he's right. I mean, you got to limit turnovers, but Virginia's done pretty well at that recently. You know, one of the key factors, I think, when you play Duke, the defensive glass, and this is a reason in my mind to have, I think the combination of Kofi, Robinson, and Buchanan has been a nice rotation where you get two of the three out there. And I think rebounding, particularly defensively, because Duke is a great team. If they get an offensive rebound with as many weapons as they have, they're going to find somebody
open. They're
going
to score on that second attempt.
Yeah, they're going to knock down the three, and the defense is out of position, and all of a sudden you're going to have a wide-open look. I have these visions in my head of Sean Battier back in the day on an offensive rebound from the top of the key, and it just seemed like he made the shot every time he had the opportunity.
Thank you for bringing that name back up.
Yeah, where's your daddy, Battier? You know, the faithful at, even U-Haul back in those days. He played in U-Haul, but at any rate. But so the glass will be key. I think Jimmy's right. You know, we've got to be able to score the basketball. I think the nice thing about the emergence of Day-Day Ames and the improvement of Andrew Rhodey is it's allowed McNeely to get some looks he might not have gotten otherwise, because earlier in the season, I think teams were really focused on trying to deny McNeely looks.
I think
he's gotten some, the Hokies were trying the other day, but McNeely had a hot hand and made some incredible shots.
The key to this game, I think, is everybody at the offensive end of the floor, they've all got to contribute. They all have to help. They can't stand around and say, "Come on, Isaac McNeely, save us."
No,
come on, Day-Day, save us. You know, it's work the ball. Let Day-Day create some. Let Rhodey create some. But everybody needs to look for the opportunity. And Lord knows, if Tane Murray pulls down another ball in the corner when he's wide open and drives into traffic, I will have a hissy fit.
Well, that's true. And I think you and Jimmy Miller were pointing out that, you know, Duke defensively this year is better than they've been in recent years. So be it Tane Murray or Andrew Rohde or anybody else, if they get a clean, open look, they have to take advantage of it. And Virginia obviously is going to have to knock down shots. They're going to have to shoot a decent percentage from three.
Sharma is capable of hitting a couple of bombs.
Absolutely.
That makes the difference. You know, Robinson gets a couple of stick backs. Robinson gets an alley-oop. Buchanan gets a follow. And then before you know it, everybody's involved, and if everybody's contributing, Duke has the same problem all these recent opponents have had.
Well, you're right. I mean, Duke is going to score. You're not going to beat them 60-58. So in order for Virginia to score enough points to win the game, they're going to have to get contributions from everybody.
But because of the way they run the clock down, this game is going to be probably in the 70s.
Well.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
They can't let the game get into the 80s.
No, we can't win a game 85-80, but we also can't win 60-58. But anyway.
All right, we got to leave it there, Hobo. We got to go to break. Come back on the other side. We've got James Ireland to help me discuss UVA men's lacrosse. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. as a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Frank and Hobbo in studio tonight, as always, leading up to the 8 o'clock tip. JPJ, ESPN has the coverage as the Wahoos host the third-ranked Blue Devils in a very important big basketball game. But we're going to pivot right now, good basketball term, to lacrosse with former Virginia All-American goalie James Ireland joining us. James, thank you for your time tonight.
No worries. Pleasure to be on.
James, this is Frank. Thanks for joining us. Hey, you know, Virginia opened the season with a typically, you know, rusty sort of win against Colgate. And then last Saturday in more bad weather in an early game at 11:30, Virginia couldn't pick up ground balls, couldn't win faceoffs, and got behind, and then kind of mucked around the whole game. Lars was not happy post-game. He made comments to the effect that one team showed up to play and one team didn't, and he was not happy, even though he had a wry smile on his face. With what you know about Virginia traditionally, historically, et cetera, what do you think practice was like today?
Hopefully they're doing a lot of ground balls, a lot of shooting. Looking at the game on Saturday, it was a tale of two halves. If you look at the stat sheet, when you look at shots, they had in the Colgate game, they had twice as many shots as they did against Richmond. Which at 35 total, it was 13 in the first half and 22 in the second. Ground balls, 13 in the first half, 22 in the second. Right, so there was something that was said at halftime to motivate the gentlemen. You know, turnovers dropped from 12 in the first half to 7 in the second. So those metrics are all indicators of not playing well. And when the other team outshoots you, has more ground balls than you do, and one more save, that's all it really takes.
And also, Richmond did a better job of clearing the ball And, you know, Virginia is known for clearing the ball at a very high rate and also winning ground balls. The shots, Virginia took 69 shots against Colgate and only 35 against U of R. And
yeah,
I don't know. I know Connor Schellenberger is gone. I know Peyton Cormier is gone. I know Sostad, the great defenseman, is gone. But there's a lot of talent on this team, but they certainly were not in gear on Saturday, and they better get it in gear because they got a game coming up right away.
Tomorrow, they have High Point tomorrow at Klockner.
And High Point is a dangerous team historically. Just ask Duke and North Carolina.
Well, let me ask you both. Was it something that Richmond did well, or was Virginia just not playing like they should?
Richmond did a great job of slowing the ball down. I think taking Virginia out of the tempo offense and the tempo transition game that Virginia's known for. My children reminded me of that in my senior year against Princeton in the final game at Byrd Stadium in College Park. Princeton did the same thing. They took the air out of the ball, and it was really tough to get into the groove. And I think that's part of what happened. I think you can add the weather, but that's nothing to be blamed. Two teams had to play in it, so there's a bit of an equalizer there. Maybe we're not mutters as much as we think we are. The positive I look at is that our man down defense has yet to be scored upon. So they've had, I think, six this week, this weekend, four the previous week. Maybe we should just play man down defense the whole time. It seems like they can't score on us on that.
Well, let me ask you this, just as a question and looking at it. If the other team is trying to slow the tempo, what is your counter to that?
You got to attack, and I think Ben Ware did that. Came up with two ground balls, went to the goal for two goals. I think he pushed it a little bit too much at the end. I think overall, I think what you'll see is the team will start to come together a little bit more as a team. They're trying to find their legs without the big guns on attack.
Yep.
And you know, McCabe, while taking a lead last year and scoring, he's going to have to play a different role this year with Connor gone. And he'll draw the number one defenseman every single time, which hopefully it opens it up for Truitt and some of the others to get involved in the offense.
You know, reading all the comments on the Sabre, all those guys that, they write these War and Peace analysis of, these games. They love Joey Terenzi, and they complimented a number of other players, but I remember I keep noticing how much they love him. There's mixed feelings about the switch to the other goalie. This Morris apparently is better at defending but is not nearly as good at clearing. Nunes apparently has lost his confidence in stopping shots, but he's still the better goalie at clearing the ball up the field. Looking at scoring, Virginia is supposed to be getting more from Griffin Schutz. What is going on with that guy? He's 6'3", 220.
One would have thought he would have taken a little bit more control as an upperclassman and the size that he is. I'm not quite sure he had the opportunities. You look at McCabe and Millen and Ryan Colsey, they're taken after their dads, who were both phenomenal Division I players back in my day, and they're shooting. But as any offensive player will tell you, if you don't shoot, you can't score. But McCabe's finding his way in his new role. When do I press? When do I assist? How do I lead the offense? He's not a commanding attackman. I mean,
no.
Schellenberger was a force. He was a big guy, strong. McCabe's more of a smaller, wily type of attackman. So it'll be interesting to see how he matures in this new role.
Well, I think you make a good point there. They're expecting, more from Sunderland. Apparently, he's cutting in the crease and is a quick shooter. And they've got to get him the type of ball that he can put away quickly. Apparently, Schroeder played a very good game on defense. against U of R's number one attackman, and he held him under control. But the others, yes. Kaloji had penalties and, you know, breakdowns, and, you know, I don't understand that because he's been around. I mean, what can Lars do? A lot of people are suggesting they should move some players around by position, and I'm like, it seems kind of desperate, but who knows?
I think that I'm not overly concerned and worried right now. If you look back at any given year, it's traditional that we struggle in the first game, two or three. But I think that is, sometimes I wonder if it's planned by Lars to utilize it as an opportunity to jump on the guys and be like, hey, let's point back to that second game that we lost against the team that we should have beat.
Right.
Right. And use that as the motivation to continue their uphill climb towards the end of the season. Every coach will tell you you want to play your best game in May. And so let's do that. My slight concern is there is a quick turnaround against High Point tomorrow, which, as you mentioned, is a dangerous team. But a little bit bigger than that is that they got 3 weeks of being on the road at Ohio State, Hopkins, and against Towson down in Houston, Texas. Now, I think the Towson game, I think, is an obvious way to be able to start doing some additional recruiting from Texas,
right?
From that area, and get some of those big defensemen that they've gotten from down there. But Ohio State's not a slump, and Hopkins always plays us hard for the Doyle Smith Cup.
Right, that's true.
And I'll put a plug in there for any fan. Like, everybody should be there on March 15th against Maryland in Charlottesville.
That's a huge Clarkner. Game. Isn't
that, that game is always proved to be a phenomenal game. It's always a one or two goal game. Maryland's playing some great ball right now. So hopefully in the next three weeks, Lars can get the boys, the men, as he calls them, resituated.
You know, James, if you're coming off a disappointing loss, in some ways, would you rather get back out there and play sooner rather than later, so to kind of correct any mistakes you made with the opportunity against High Point tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, there can be a sense of aggression, right? Get the guys out there beating up on somebody else as opposed to themselves, but there's also, you need some time to recover from licking your wounds a little bit. I know McCabe went down. Hopefully he's fine. I know he came back, but hopefully there's nothing lingering there.
Yep.
I just hope the team and or the staff, coaching staff, is not looking for the answers that are potentially on the offense coming next year, which is McCabe's younger brother and Colsey's younger brother.
Right.
They're going to be two more forces that they're going to be add to the arsenal. But we got a full season this year to play.
Talk about faceoffs. Gobriel is, the number one faceoff guy, and apparently this guy Greenspan is Andrew Greenspan is number two. Virginia did a better job on Saturday when Greenspan was in there of going and collecting the ground ball. Gobriel won a lot of faceoffs on the initial move, but then Richmond scooped up the ball and Virginia didn't. And I just, you know, Dom Starcher would have broken a stick on somebody's head. But, because he was, he was an expert at teaching how to get down low to the ground and having your thumb right there on the throat of your stick there and getting that ball right there in the pocket right away. And once you get possession, that's 9/10 the law, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, going back to basics, and as an observer and as a current coach of a 10th grade travel team, the game reminded me a little bit of travel ball, where you have a lot of really good players that want to showcase their own efforts, right? And the example of that, an easy example of that, was Ben Ware towards the end of the game. It looked like he was trying to take it upon his shoulders, and it just wasn't the right time. There are other people. Get the ball out of your stick. We all know you can score, but put it in the guys get paid to score. Put it in McCabe and Truett's hands, Schultz's hand to go down the field.
Well,
so there's going to be some team cohesiveness that's going to be working on, and I know Lars has got the family aspect where he's got the team in different families. Hopefully they can come together as an extended family in the next week.
Well, I think they've got to, because, you know, I read and heard and suspected that there would be a lot of grouchy Wahoo alums after that game. Please keep an eye on those goalies, and let's get an assessment as the season goes on to see how that works out. I mean, I'm hoping Nunes can snap out of it, because we've seen that he can actually shut people down in, you know, the fourth quarter of big games. And, you know, if he could get his confidence again, you know, maybe Morris is more a sub than he is a starter. I don't know. But anyway, we want to thank you for your time tonight, and we hope you're doing well in your new assignment. What's your new business?
I'm still working with colleges and universities, helping them understand how to use their space a little bit better and more efficient. So hopefully draw down some costs for people like me who have kids in college now.
Good. We need you. Listen, well, James, thank you for your time tonight.
Yeah, best of luck to you. And as Frank said, we'll have you back on as the lacrosse season unfolds. All right. We got one more segment to go.
Thanks, James.
The Friday's Olympic Report, and we'll also take a look at the ACC standings as well as the national rankings. You're listening to Who's Talking. Please stay tuned.
You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Framing Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Well, we're back. Orange Crush in the background. You can't beat that. Hopefully tonight they get to play that a lot. In addition to Thunderstruck to shock the Dukies in JPJ.
It would be a shocker. Talk to me about Fridays to Go.
Fridays to Go. You know, folks, you need to know that Fridays, which has 3 area restaurants now, has outstanding service on to-go orders. You pull up in a certain area, the parking places are marked, and you can just come into that door, or they can bring it out to you, depending upon your situation. And
especially if it's a cold, rainy night or something like that, you like to have somebody bring it out.
It doesn't even have to be that. It's any night. It's a great value.
The food is really good.
The food is priced at a nice price point. Unbelievable appetizers. I mean, the mozzarella sticks.
Oh, I do like mozzarella sticks.
The wings. They have the best wings in town. Better than the places that are supposed to be wing stops.
See, the problem with this show is I get hungry at about this time. You bring up these subjects, and all of a sudden I want to have a mozzarella stick. We need to have the Fridays people to bring appetizers again.
I'll do that.
They've done that periodically.
I'll do that.
Vince would love to sample them here in the studio.
They've got great hamburgers. They've got awesome salads. Lots of good food. And
well, anyway, three Fridays locations in Richmond, correct?
Yes. And
one right across the street over from the studio, Broad and Glenside, and a couple other locations. But, please frequent Fridays and tell them Frank and Hobbo told you to stop by.
Listen, they do a great job.
We got Olympic
great
news,
service.
Too. Yeah,
right.
Great service.
We've talked
about lacrosse. Unfortunately, they got beat. They do play High Point tomorrow in Charlottesville. And then Ohio State on the road this weekend. We briefly mentioned baseball. They had 3 games in Puerto Rico. They lost in extra innings to Michigan and then beat Villanova and Rice on Saturday and Sunday.
They shut out Rice 7-0.
They are supposed to play their home opener Wednesday in Charlottesville at 3 o'clock. I think that's probably kind of iffy.
That game might get moved up to like 12 noon.
Well, I don't know. Or moved to some later date, depending on what the weather ends up being. I know women's lacrosse beat Princeton, and I think they're...
That was a good win.
They're ranked number 9 nationally. I think our friend Steve Garland's wrestling team won a match over the weekend, and I think you were talking about the women's softball team had a walk-off home run or something,
Let me tell
right?
you something. The Cavalier women's softball team went down to Clearwater, Florida, and they lost an extra innings affair with Auburn, which is an unbelievable team. But after a sluggish sort of middle game, which they could have won but they didn't, they came back on Sunday morning very early, and the Cavaliers were down 6-5 at the bottom of the 7th inning, and up to the plate comes Mary Catherine Eaton. Let me tell you something. Young lady stepped up, and she cracked one over the fence, and the Virginia family members and fans down there in Clearwater went bonkers, and they came over the fences and everything and mobbed the team at home plate. And that was a good win for the...
a walk-off hit is exciting, but a walk-off home run is special.
Oh, and the poor girl never got a chance to take her helmet off. She was getting patted on the shoulders and the head by everybody on the team. And
well, congratulations. That's a great feeling. That's a moment that she'll never forget. We haven't mentioned yet next week's show, our good friend, Terry Gates is going to be with us next week. Is he coming in studio or is he calling in?
You know,
we don't know yet.
We don't know that yet. But
oftentimes he does come in, but which would be terrific because we got a lot of these next 2 weeks. We've talked about Duke tonight at 8 o'clock, JPJ, and then the Hoos go to Chapel Hill on Saturday to play the Tar Heels at 4 o'clock. Next week they play a really good Wake Forest team at Joel Coliseum. I think that's Wednesday night at 9 o'clock next week. Wake Forest is really tough to beat at home. And then they return to JPJ the following Saturday against Clemson. So these next four games are all going to be really challenging.
And then Syracuse on the road wraps up the season.
Florida State at home and then Syracuse on the road.
Right. But as I've told quite a few people, there are four or five good opportunities where the Cavs are going to be playing in what I would call a 50-50 game. They can win these games.
And call them in the NCAA now? Quad one opportunities. Certainly tonight is a quad one opportunity and then some. Clearly Virginia is playing well. They have found something. I think Coach Sanchez has a nice rotation going at this point in time. But these next four games are going to tell us exactly how far the team has progressed.
Well, the Cavaliers have climbed from the depths of the conference up to a tie with Florida State, Pitt, VPI, and Notre Dame. They're all 6-8.
Well, there's no question, no fear anymore that they're not going to Charlotte.
Correct.
They clearly are going to qualify
but
for the ACC tournament.
They're now playing for better seeding. And
there's a chance they might be able to avoid Tuesday, but they'd have to win some more games.
Well, it's possible. I think they can do it. I think this team has found their mojo, and the coaches
and the future is bright. You know, other than Tane Murray, everybody is eligible to come back next year. Now, in today's college athletics, the odds of everybody coming back are probably slim, but hopefully, all the key parts will come back. And as I said in the newsletter, I think Ron Sanchez is the guy. I think he's the right guy to lead the program.
You know, I think he's demonstrating that he's kept his cool under pressure. He's kept everyone together, and they've gotten better throughout the season. And let me tell you something. If they win four or five more games before the end of the season and go to Charlotte and get a win or two, I think you've got to give him a chance.
I think it's important to keep the coaching staff together and the team together because I think they could really make some noise next year with this group, assuming normal development. But at any rate, enjoy the game tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN. We'll be back next Monday night at 6 with Terry Gates and Dr. Boyd Rawls and probably another guest as well.
You never know. The Cavs could shock the world tonight. Go Hoos, beat the Dukies. Go Hoos.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.